Namaste, everybody. And yet again, let's start with a thank you. And specifically, thank you to a lot of young people who have listened to the podcast and given amazing feedbacks. And the recent one that went out, Are You Programmed?, seemed to be quite liked by them. And I have a lot of interesting feedback that's come in, and there are a couple of them are desperately waiting for the next one of, as they call it, how do we get out of the clutches of being programmed. And before I begin, thank you to Divyam, and also we will begin with the thought that Divyam has shared on the last podcast on Are We Programmed and what's programming all about. So yes, Divyam, you are absolutely right. We do not need validation from anybody for our actions. We do not need any validation. And specifically, if that validation comes from the point of fear, if people love you, you are, they will accept you for who you are, for what you feel. They don't need to program you. They don't need to push you to the wall of programming to behave in a certain manner. And yes, I do agree on the second thought which you shared, which was when it's time, you know, when it's time to evolve, it's time, there is a time to change, and that is the time when we adapt. So rather than changing ourselves to the time of the need, evolving ourselves to the next level, we generally adapt to the circumstances. And that adaptation is what, and that adjustment, that's exactly where we lose ourselves. That fear makes you adapt, lessen, you know, rather than increasing our capabilities, rather than going beyond our limits, we succumb to the fear. So that is what programming does to you. That's where programming kills your real stuff. So what does programming do? Where does this programming come from? And why do people program you? Nobody is programming you here. There is no they here. It is all a part of a society in which everything is interlinked. Every relationship is interlinked. And necessarily the expectation of your parents to the children, to the from the teachers to the children, from the children to their peers, to their classmates, to the friends, to the relatives, everything is expected. So programming is nothing but this circle of expectations. So your behavior has to be in alignment with these expectations. So that is exactly what is programming. You have to go for that wedding. They will not feel good about it. You know, they will not like it. They will talk to other people. So if you listen to both these statements, they will not like it and they will talk to other people. What is being pushed into you into this programming is fear. Now, like I told you the last time, the master word of programming is, through which it operates, is fear. So anything that operates with fear will definitely, definitely ruin your mental space. So what are they plugging into your mind with this fear is a concept of guilt. They will not like it. As long as it's something that you don't want to do, as long as it's not something that, you know, it has to be done, you know, it's a matter of life and death, you should not bend to doing it. I agree that things you do for your parents to make them happy. I agree you do things for your friends, for your partner, for your kids, for your relatives to make them happy. But that should not mean that you push yourself down for it. You push your morals down for it. No. And constantly when you are going on changing yourself, your happiness, and you're bringing on this fake self from inside to please others, and you become a people pleaser, you will realize that you have started staying in becoming that mold of some other person, where the real you has gone. So for this, if you really want to understand this mold philosophy, you need to go back to an earlier podcast we did on acceptability and how we begin this lying concept and we lose our basic personality and our basic selves to a mold that we create of the person who's perfectly established, who's perfectly preferred, who's perfectly loved and appreciated by others, because that mold is of a people pleaser. So programming means nothing but a circle of expectations in which you are told taught and expected to behave in a certain manner. And if you don't behave, you are pushed down by words like, what will people think? They will not like it. And the fear and the guilt will start pushing you down. When your parents tell you to do something and you know, you have to do it, if you don't like it, you don't want to say no. Why? Whether you like it or you don't want to say no. Why? Because your parents might get upset. So what do you do in this situation? Talk. I'm sure they'll have a valid reason if they really want you to do it. And if you don't want to do it, you'll have a valid reason of why you don't want to do it. Rather than faking it. So the moment you say you will do it, but you don't do it, you get caught up into this programming. Wherein you've told them that you've done this, but you've not done this. So the moment you start lying to please others, to show them their fake self, you got caught into this programming nexus, my friend. Be who you are. Try to evolve as a better person. Try to understand the rights and the wrongs. But that I don't say you start judging everybody. But yes, you know, like my guru says, you need to be aware. Only when you are aware of what is wrong is right and what is right, will you take the right path. Our morals have to be in place. Our ethics have to be clear. Whether you're a student, whether you're an employee, whether you're a teacher, whether you're a professional, there are ethics for everything. We will go to those the next time. But for right now, programming is nothing but the circle and this chain of expectations. Don't get caught into this. Look at the beautiful paths you have to follow. Go to the school, study, grow up, learn the right things. Discuss things with your parents. Stop lying to them. Understand from their perspective. They are your well-wishers. They're not your enemies. But if you behave if you feel in a certain way, if you are a certain way, certain kind of a person, they know you, right? They want you to be happy. But the moment you feel, you know, they are trying to make themselves happier by making you do certain things, you need to sit them down. You need to sit down with them that you are not liking being like this and you being forced. There is going to be a point of view. There are going to be discussions. Let them be discussions, not arguments. So in this one-on-one of things, there are going to be, you have to face these things. You have to talk it out. You don't have to run away. You don't have to fake things. You don't have to start lying. The moment you start lying, you're getting caught up into this programming, this feel of, you know, that, oh, you are aligned with everything, you know, though you are right on the path, whereas deep inside, you start digging this grave of hollowness and emptiness, you know, wherein you feel, I'm lost. I don't feel a part of this world. I don't know what I'm doing here. And as you grow up, you start feeling this hollowness and, you know, you start making statements and you start making friends and you start living in this whole world, which is all fake, which is on the internet somewhere there. And there are 10 to 15 of your lost friends together discussing the same thing. Why? Because you started getting caught up in this wild world. Love your people, love your family, spend the time with your friends, go outdoors, eat well, talk to your parents, talk to your friends, make a lot of good relationships and have a healthy lifestyle. And whenever you feel that there is a need to lie, sit down with somebody whom you can talk to and understand from them why you don't want to lie. Why are you being forced? Don't give in to this programming. Don't get into this fear. Keep yourself original. That's the way to go. Be smart. Be successful. Earn a lot of money. But whenever you earn a lot of money, you should know that money has to be rightfully spent. Rightfully spent money, you will realize that you will have enough for what you need. Wants are endless. So what is the difference between the needs and the wants? Probably we'll take up in the next session. And as we go on, don't get too fixated on these concepts. Just understand that I'm trying to come up with these words, this programming, you know, this acceptability and all these things to make you understand a lot of big things, a lot of these emotions that go inside you, a lot of these lies, a lot of these yeses and nos that happen inside you. As you move on the path of awakening, as you get more aware about yourself and what is right, what is wrong, a lot of things will come. And don't get succumb to these circumstances of programming. Fight them. Learn what these circumstances want to teach you. Don't run away from them. And keep seeking. That's most important. Namaste. Thank you.
You are listening to Podcast with Richa.